प्रभुपाद की जय, गुरु परंपरा की जय, भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की जय, समस्त वैष्णव बिंद की जय, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय, जैव धर्म की जय। सो वी आर सर्विंग I have online. Yeah. Can I keep it like this? Perhaps. Okay. So I like that. I'm loud already. Oh, I see. Okay. There you go. Yeah. Hari Bol. So today chapter is we finished more or less last few weeks. What is Nama Tattva? What is holy name? We discussed. Remember? No? And we also discussed how Krishna Prem is in the heart, and we have to practice to pull out or revive that dormant love. So that conflict, whether Krishna name from outside has to go inside to make us or make us feel experiencing the love for Lord, or it is already there from outside, it will go and burst it out. Remember, we discussed that. And we came to the conclusion, Patra Vaishishta, Vaishishta Patra Patram, that every soul has a particular relationship with the Lord, and when that relationship would be connected, then the soul will feel love for the Lord. And so from that level we stopped. So we are going to start from Nama Parada. So we will invoke the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Haridas Thakur, all the acharyas, especially the holy name Harinam Prabhu. Om Ajnana Timirandhasa Gyanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manoveshtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahayam Dadati Shapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakantamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschat Deshadarine Vancha Kalpataruvyascha Kripa Sindhubhyaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo
श्री रूपासी सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ नमो महावदान्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरवशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वृंदाय तुलसी देवाय प्रियाय केशवस्य च विष्णु भक्ति पदे देवी शतभक्ति नमो। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम राम। So we are going to begin with chapter 24. Just leave. 24. It's called Naam Aparad. So we discuss the holy name, and in that discussion, if you remember, we discuss. Oh, without pain is good. That. Do you have Krishna Prem in your heart, or you have to chant to invite Krishna Prem in your heart? 2 weeks we discuss. It's in the heart. Everybody believes that? Makes sense? Yeah. Well, there is a verse. That's good. Makes sense is good. But there is a verse. Prabhupada quotes that Lord. Nitya siddha krishna prema saddha kabu nai sravanadi suddha chitte karaye udai. That verse explains that yes, Krishna prema is within the heart of every living entity. Period. But that verse explains that what is the purpose of practicing every day our religious bhakti, devotional service. Every day, why do we chant, why do we sing, dance on our prasadam, pay obeisances, offer flowers? Why do we do this? To uncover. Very good. This is uncover. In order to wake up the loving sentiment in the heart, you need some help from outside. Otherwise it will not. Now, as I'm saying this, so that sounds like a very nice, right? Simple process. But soul with false ego is called condition. You have to recognize, acknowledge that who you are, where you are. Am I all the time happy? If I'm not, this is the soul's nature. If I'm not all the time happy, then I should agree with myself that I am a conditioned soul. I should not be proud that I'm liberated, I'm advanced devotee. No. Advanced devotee, liberated means they are not suffering, they are happy internally, not outside. The happiness is not coming from outside. Happiness is inside. Prabhupada literally says, spiritual happiness is inside. Material happiness means from sense object, outside, through the senses. Bindati Atmani Jat Sukham. So Brahma Yoga Jukta Atma Sukham Akshayam Asmita. Bindati Atmani within Atma Jo Sukham. Whatever happiness you get. So Brahma Yoga Jukta Atma, because it is connected with the Lord, Brahma, or Brahma. That's why you're getting that happiness. And what kind of happiness? Akshayam. Akshayam means going away, fading away, spending away. Akshaya means it never loses its value. That happiness will never go away. So sukham akshayam asnute. And you will feel, experience this. So if I am not experiencing all the time, then I should consider that I have a serious problem. I am called conditioned soul. So conditioned soul means I have a four defects. I may cheat people. I may have a imperfect senses. I may be inattentive. I may commit mistake. If somebody accuse me, oh, you have imperfect senses. I'm a good guy, why they think like that? No, I have to be honest to myself that these are the problem. Srila Prabhupada write this in Chaitanya Charitamrita at the beginning. Brahm Pramad Vipralipsa Karuna Patav Arja Bijja Vaikya Nahi E Dosa. Brahm Pramad Vipralipsa Karuna Patav. These four things are not there with the advanced devotee or liberated soul. Period. So first I have to recognize that I am conditioned soul. Then the bhakti will run quick. Brahm means mistakes. Mistakes means Mahatma Gandhi heard. I heard. Prabhupada says also. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur also. Sridhar Maharaj says, some other devotee also commented. The Mahatma Gandhi heard that they are planning to kill him. Yet he went. But within his heart, he was not thinking that they will really kill him. What is that called? Yeah. Brahm. We have to, it doesn't matter how big I am in this world, these four defects are always there, unless I become liberated pure devotee. Acknowledging that I have a problem, it's the first step in spiritual advancement. Mahaprabhu appreciated when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya started finding out his own fault and criticizing his own fault. He stopped criticizing everybody else. He started, first time in his life, started finding his own fault and started criticizing. When he criticizing, what the result? The repentance comes, remorse comes. And that attracted the attention of Mahaprabhu. We say inattentiveness is the biggest, one of the main. To draw attention of the Lord is the target to get out of inattentiveness. In order not to be inattentive means to be attentive towards the Lord in a such a way that it draws his attention. Mahaprabhu was very happy. Until that moment he was not happy. For 7 days he was not happy. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya started finding fault within him and he started criticizing, I'm so proud, I did not recognize this personality, out of his mercy he has come, he must be Supreme God. He was just thinking, how audacity I have, I show off, I'm a big, I will train you up. That's what Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says. You know, he's an innocent, 24-year-old sannyasi. He literally said just like this. He need to study, he need to be educated so that he can stay as sannyasi. So after he did opposite, that time Mahaprabhu was attracted, and that's why Mahaprabhu began to think that I will deliver him. Then within a short time he immediately manifested his six-handed form. And it's very beautiful. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya completely finished his entire conditioned life. So this is important, that acknowledging my own defects and my sincerely, not artificially, genuinely, it is required. So then after this four defects, then question is, impetus will come within how to advance in spiritual path. How to advance? Follow. That time our attention to offensive chanting to get out will begin. Because before, nobody is even thinking of offensive. They hear it, it just goes slow, some of the slips out. What is the offensive? I'm chanting. No, yeah, I'm chanting. That's true. No, not so much attention is given because there is none. Nothing impetus coming from within. To get out from offenses, it has to be from inside, not from outside. It has to affect our heart. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur here very explained nicely. Today I'm going to give you this also. When you go home, you put this on your bedroom before you go to sleep, watch it. While you sleeping, while you going to bed, you can talk about yourself. These are the list, these sheets, we made a chart sometime back, I think many years back. It breaks down what are the obstacles that keeps you in this world. Because if you can get out of the false ego, we should always remember, as soon the false ego is out, why? Keep it in your bedroom. On the bedroom? Alright, good. The rest of you have one too? Okay. So, you keep it in your bedroom. Before you go to sleep, you look at it. When you wake up, you look at it. This way it will stay in you. Then here is the bottom line. Pran Govinda Das with false ego called conditioned soul. As soon the false ego disappear, who am I? Pure. Done. That's it. Sounds very simple. Just do it. It is. Simple, but I have to know what is the false ego. Most of the time we don't even think what the false ego is. First of all, Baladev Vidyasagar Thakur explains. The ego that ties the pure soul to the subtle and gross matter. It binds, called nuts, Prabhupada called nuts, Hridaya Granthi. Hridaya Granthi, you will hear. What is sadhu does, what guru does. Vidyate Hridaya Granthi Chindante Sarva Samsaya. He poke. When you hear sadhu's word or you get the mercy of sadhu, they poke, you know, poke like a make a hole in the heart. What is the heart? Heart is the nuts that ties the soul, pure soul, which is nothing to do with the material world, to the matter. And matter has the two, subtle and gross. Gross gives the sense object, and subtle is the mind, intelligence. And it ties. So spiritual life means we poke. Vidyate Hridaya Granthi Chindante Sarva Samsaya. It has to remove all the doubts. When all the doubt removes, then what happens? Shiyante chasya karmani. Then the ignorance which produce karma will start dissipating. Slowly, slowly go away. Chidnante sarva sangsaya. Shiyante chasya karmani. Dishte okhila atmanishare. Then you can see the Lord within. What does that mean? I mean, we see the Lord, but we're not like fascinated. Why they're closing the curtain? I will die if I don't see. We don't see that kind of experience. Means, what is inside the heart, it's reflecting to the deity. But if I don't have a pure vision, then it's not also producing pure vision. I cannot see something in the mirror which is not on the face. You follow? It's not possible. Well, why not mirror makes my face more beautiful? Well, that's not possible. But can the mirror like produce so nice looking me? No. Who I am, that's all the mirror will show, you follow? But if you decorate your face, in the mirror will show. Prabhupada, actually Prahlad Maharaj gave that, but Prabhupada quoted this many times. Mukhasya jata mukhasri. Mukhasya jata mukhasri. When you look at the mirror, if you paint, that's all you'll see. That means whatever the heart condition, that's what we see in the object in this world. Not the object dictates what object are. Object does not tell. This does not say, I am iPhone. It does not. It's within me, it tells, this is iPhone. The impression is implanted very nicely with decoration. Oh, I found my iPhone. I feel happy now. Something like this. So whenever you see the deity, it's also like this. So now, we brought that example, if everybody remembers, that if you have the, since you have the love of Godhead in your heart, then outside chanting and love of Godhead, after love of Godhead arise, do you need to chant anymore? He starts chanting more and more. This is nice, interesting point. Actually, while we are practicing, Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not object. It is object, but it's not acting as object. It is a sadhana. It is a practicing. We are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. We are not so much attentive that this is Radha Krishna complete condensed form of bliss form. We are not experiencing that taste. You follow? So while we are practicing, it is practicing. It is practice, sadhana. When it is arise at the last limit or goal, after attaining goal, it becomes the object. It's no more previous experience of Hare Krishna, it is now condensed form of bliss. You never give up. You want to chant more, 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 forever, eternally. You don't want to forget even moment without Krishna. You don't calculate. In Vrindavan, they don't calculate, they have to think of Krishna. They do not. There is no calculation. Calculation only in this Jnani idea. Up to Jnana, they calculate. After Jnana, disappears. No calculation. Calculation is important. Calculation can be also very difficult, dangerous. I mean, ask yourself very deeply in your heart. Who is stopping me to surrender right now? Who is stopping? My mind calculates, what am I getting? After I surrender, what am I going to get? Well, this devotee, I mean, he joined 40 years back, he's now guru, and he's Prabhupada's disciple. Now, if I give my life to him, what am I going to get? He will get all my money, he will get everything. I am not going to say that, but my mind will be calculating. You follow? Well, he may be advanced, but what about if he fell down? All kinds of calculation. It never allows us to surrender. This is reality. This calculation method also very, very big, dangerous, difficult in our path to surrender. That's why it says that you have to surrender to experience the result of surrender. Very difficult. Because the spiritual life is self-effulgence, self-manifested. You don't need, like Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur gives, there is a, in the dungeon, two guys are talking about the sun. sun is so beautiful, so bright. Really? How can you show me? He said, yeah, one day we'll get out of the dungeon, we'll be out of jail. And you know, I know we have the big flashlight in that room. We're going to take the flashlight to see the light, sunlight. Their whole calculation to see the sunlight is illusion. Why? Because sunlight is a self-manifested. Nobody needs a flashlight to see the sunlight, right? But who never saw the sunlight, that's how they calculate. How am I going to see? I'm in a dungeon I never saw. They have no idea what is dungeon because they are born there. The whole life in darkness. So their calculation of seeing sun or seeing God is just like that. How do we see it? Can I not blink my eyes? Can I like keep my eyes open? We need a light to see the sun. But the explanation is given, no, entire calculation is illusion. But they won't give up. When they're born in a dungeon, they will never give up that calculation. So our process also, spiritual experience is like this. We are guessing what will happen to us. Okay, I'll be very happy. Then what? Then I'll be more happy. Then what? You know, so you calculate. It never stops. And mind always goes on like this. That's why Rupa Goswami Pad says, Chetasa prangana sangini parama vijayate Sri Krishna sankirtanam. Chetasa prangana sangini. When the heart is captured by intelligence, heart has to be captured by pure intelligence. Pure intelligence means, I don't want to do that. Discrimination power. Why? This will end up unnecessary trouble. Okay, I'm feeling some urges, spike coming. It will go away. This temporary pleasure will kill me. I don't want to. And Krishna pays attention during the material enjoyment, what the state of consciousness I am experiencing. What am I deciding? That's called pure intelligence, you follow. Pure intelligence has to capture the heart. Heart has a thinking, willing, feeling. Heart has a feeling. But it has to be guided by who? God. Gauranga paid attention. Pure intelligence. Pure intelligence means it will calculate. So what am I going to do? I'm feeling now. Oh, careful. What am I going to do? I'm feeling now extremely need of something. I don't want to hear. I have to go somewhere. What should I do now? Oh, yeah. Go on with that. That's called intelligence has to guide. Otherwise, this thinking, willing, feeling, if it is not guided by pure intelligence, you cannot come out. So intelligence will guide the heart. Then when the heart is convinced by the intelligence completely, nishtha, it's called nishtha, means firm, fixed. Then karma and ignorance will dictate, your mind will dictate, come on, you need to go do this, you need to go do that, what about this, making more money, making this, making that, we can have fun, watching movie, this, all these things will come, and then you'll say, no, I don't need to. Where do you get this? That intelligence will tell at that time. The heart will dictate to mind, shut down your karma factory. When the heart dictates through intelligence, shut down your karma factory, you are liberated instantly. The process sounds very good, but there is some breakdown. So we're going to discuss a little bit and then we'll come back to this. This is where beginning of Nama Parad, we came out from the holy name. So one example given other day, you remember that the difference between emerald and sapphire and ruby underground in the mine all look the same. What color? Dark, black. Yeah. And what did you discuss? That's very good. You have good memory. Who is the cause, or what causes the emerald green and sapphire blue and ruby red? Sun. So without sun, ruby is not red. Good. Everybody got it? Yes? Is ruby red, or light actually makes the ruby red? Huh? Constitutional position? Yeah, my question is just a metaphor. Is the light makes the ruby red, or ruby is always red? So why you need light for? You cannot see the redness in ruby. If there is no light, in dark, you will never see. So constitutional position, as he said, you can never see as a servant of Krishna until goodness, pure goodness comes. Correct, correct. To bring us to that position, you need light. And that light is mercy of Guru, Vaishnava. That mercy doesn't mean like the golden hue comes and just enter in me. That's it, I'm done. Not exactly like this, even though Mahaprabhu gave this to Narottam Das Thakur like that, through the river. But that's not just like, all right, you just met a Vaishnava and the golden hue coming to you. You're done. Not exactly like that for us. Their eternal associate for them is like that. But for us, we have to go through a stage. So I'm going to read you a little bit. This is by Bishan Chakravarti Thakur. Very nice. Joy and Bijoy were Vaikuntha gatekeeper. They used to think, everyone tries to give pleasure to the master of Vaikuntha by serving him. But nobody wants to give him the pleasure of fighting. His powers are unlimited, so nobody is his equal in material arts. We, on the other hand, are strong enough to give him a good fight, but are not his enemies. You follow? Everybody keeping with this? You know Joy Vijay story. They are in Vaikuntha. They are as strong as Krishna. The residents of Vaikuntha or Golok Vrindavan, they are as powerful as God. There's no difference because God makes us like this in our spiritual world. So you never feel lacking. We, on the other hand, are strong enough to give him a good fight, but are not his enemy. So the pleasure he would get from fighting with us would not be very great. The thrill of fighting comes when one is pitted against one's enemies. Hence, they prayed, O Lord Narayan, our soul desire to give you the pleasure of a good fight. We know you are complete in yourself. As a result, we cannot bear to see even the slightest appearance of any deficiency in your self-perfection. All devotees serve you in a favorable mood. No one thinks of making you release the flavor of combat. Thus we pray that you mercifully give us an inimical mood so that we can challenge you to a good fight. Who desired it? Good. This will give us all fulfillment. Being the wish-yielding tree of his devotees, Lord Narayan decided to fulfill his desire of joy and vijay. He thus inspired the four Kumaras to go to Vaikuntha, where joy and vijay prevented them from passing through the gate. The Kumaras thus cursed them to take birth as a demon, as demons, in which they successfully gave Lord Narayan the pleasure of engaging in good fight. Now this, there is an apparent and real offense. See if you can catch. Apparent offense, the joy bijoy committed, that's not a really apradh offense. Because there it is being pre-planned. But what I do, that's offense, that so long I'm not serving or engaged in devotional service. What is the first sin the living entity has? What is the first offense? Yeah, it is there, but positive word. Not to serve in your constitutional position is the first offense. Not to serve the Lord is the first offense. And that's beginning of all offense started. The moment we misuse the free will. Okay, now these are the questions. He very nicely put it. We are chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Every day we wake up, we pay obeisances, we are singing the glory of Guru Krishna, we are chanting, we are serving, hoping we will get love of Godhead, go back home, back to Godhead and serve the Lord eternally. But sometimes process takes longer time. Who started chanting? Can you raise hand? Who started chanting, serving the Lord by chanting? You are chanting also. Raise hand. Don't feel shy. We all started chanting, yes? Well, today you will hear, this is very nicely put it together, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He put it so nicely that when you started chanting, all your anartha, that obstacle, that blocking you to get love of Godhead is going to start coming. Means you are fine materially until you joined Hare Krishna Society or Hare Krishna Association, because Prabhupada said ISKCON is like a devotee association. Then you started bhajana kriya that time, accepting Prabhupada as authority or your guru, and then you start doing bhajan. At that time, the real unwanted weeds. Anybody is a farmer here? When you plant and water, what happened? The seed of the Bhakti Lata will come, but with that also unwanted things will pop. Now somebody will say, okay, if I stop chanting after doing serious bhajan, say you chanting for, why I'm telling you this, because sometimes you will see, this is so real, practical. Sometimes you see some devotees are very serious. 2-3 months, I saw many examples, we won't say any name, but they're very serious chanting. They're very pakka, doing very austere and doing like it, maybe 6 months. All of a sudden they disappear slowly, slowly. And they're like gone almost. Why? Well, here it answers. They're chanting. You are watering, sun is coming, you're very attentive, like he does with the plant. Even at 11 o'clock at night in cold, he was covering, like Nathan is very dedicated to devotional service. So then what happened? All the weeds have started coming, and if you don't water anymore, do you know what happened? The weeds try to swallow the little plant that you planted. The little plant will disappear The wheats are like glowing. What does that mean? Means they will go back to the material world and they will get so much facility of sense enjoyment, they will literally like dive into it. Oh, I just got a job, I just don't have a time, I can't believe that. I mean, I'm just busy. What happened? You are chanting, you're not chanting anymore. Well, you know, I don't have much time. This is what happens, they think. So here it says, these are the realized Mahajans have ascertained this principle by thoroughly deliberating all the facts. One, cessation of anarthas or unwanted wheats arising from sin. There are four types of anartha. You see that here? You see that in the chart I put it? Oh, you didn't get the chart. Give me one. You want to, you care for your plant or you care for the weeds? So then, but do you need the weeds? No. So you have to become an expert farmer to recognize first. Because if you don't know, recognize the, sometimes some weeds I saw looks more attractive than the other plant. Some weeds I saw, very attractive. She's like, oh, maybe we don't want to throw it, leave it there. Ha! This is a unwanted things, you want to keep it. This is very funny. But it's true though. So first of all, you have to recognize. You just planted a seed doesn't mean you will recognize when it comes. The wheats may also look like that one. You may sometimes throw the main plant, main sprout with the wheats or before the wheat. So you have to become expert. And there is a symptom. So here it says, cessation of anartha arising from sin is almost complete after bhajana kriya. So there are four types of result. One result comes from sinful nature. Sinful nature, anarthas, will go away if you are seriously chanting and chanting and serving and engage in devotional service. If you are seriously engaged in devotional service, beginning with chanting, only honoring prasadam, do not eat any food outside or, I mean, unoffered. Discipline, life, always engage. If you do really bhajana kriya, the sinful nature will go away. It's a fact. Complete at the appearance of nishtas. Now, bhajana kriya, when it ends, is not ending. When it will be end completely, that you will not fall back to sense enjoyment? When your firm, fixed faith will rise in you. I'm not going to do, I'm never going to give up chanting. I'm never going to stop serving. I'm never, doesn't matter whether I like or anybody encourage me or not encourage me. Remember we mentioned there are two types of devotee in our movement. One type of devotee, they are self-motivated. They are convinced they want to be Krishna conscious and they want to chant, they want to serve, they want to engage, and nobody need to motivate them. They keep on going. You'll see a lot of devotees are there. Very advanced devotees are there. All over the world. And there are another group of devotees, they need all the time motivation. They have to have a lot of reason. They have to have a lot of logic. Shastra said, if you wake up early morning and chant Mangalarti song, then you will go to Golok Vrindavan. It's true, it says. So then he said, okay, I'm motivated for 5 days. On the sixth day, tired. 7 day, I used to go. Now let me rest. 8 day, it's not important anymore. Then again motivation comes, something else. You friend, met a friend. He said, we're going to go to Mangalarti for 3 days. Okay, I'll join. We'll go. Then you go on. They need constant some kind of push. You follow? So remember, there are two types of devotee. One devotee, they're self-motivated. They're convinced. They're so convinced that Krishna consciousness is everything in my life. I don't want to leave. There's no value of my life without Krishna consciousness. If you are convinced, then you will be moving forward. Under guidance, always under guidance, moving forward. But there are some need always some motivation. You'll see, this is reality. So here it says, you started bhajana kriya, but if you don't come to the nishtha, next stage, where you are convinced and you really believe it, nobody's telling you within you, after hearing and chanting, you are really started developing such a strong faith that you will never give up. Until you come to that stage, your sinful nature will be still there. Means I may be serious, but I may go back to sinful life. Why? Because I didn't come at least to nishtha. It's very nice. Yes, please.
Yeah, just a comment from that would be that if you're not self-motivated and you need some kind of external motivation to be a devotee, then it would be, I think, impossible to surrender.
That is true.
You're looking for something better for yourself. That's not surrender.
That's true. But the majority actually depends like that. Majority. Needs feeding, motivation. By Shastra, by devotee association, by many other reason, logic, you put those, then it's like, yes, yes, I'll do it. I like it, I'll do it. Then you see he's doing for a while, 3 months, 5 months, 6 months. Then slow down, then disappear. What happened? He needs more motivation. Okay. But one thing clear, nobody will achieve ultimate goal without engage in devotional service. Without chanting, nobody will get it. It's not going to come all of a sudden from somewhere, drop on you. You happen to be there. No, there is no such thing like that. Bhajan is required. Absolute when one reaches the stage of asukti. And Prabhupada says, on the asukti stage means deep emotional attachment to the Lord. In His service, through service, your mind is fully engaged, mind is fully absorbed, and intelligence is fully engaged. Intelligence engaged means you are constantly aware, why you are doing this. Consciousness behind everything you do, why you are chanting. This is what soul is supposed to do. Why I don't feel it? You will be talking within your own mind. Prabhupada says in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, in the beginning introduction, one should talk to their own mind and convince. Do you talk to your own mind? Talk to your own mind. Okay, I'm chanting, dancing. Why? Because that's what devotee is supposed to do. I want to be a devotee. I want to surrender. Okay, let's keep on chanting. That intelligence, let's guide. After a while, you will see it becomes automatically happy. But in the beginning, intelligence has to guide. Well, I don't feel good. What does it matter? If death comes right now, you feel good or not good? Still death will take your part. So why not chant? That is required intelligence. Mind will not help you. Mind will be objection, opposition. So intelligence is very powerful. Intelligence can guide you. Then another anartha comes. Cessation of anarthas arising from devotion itself is partial in bhajana kriya. Complete at stage of nishtha, absolute in the stage of ruchi. Means, when you are performing devotional service, sometimes you will see things become easy. And you may take advantage of that to gather material things instead of spiritual. Then you go back. You see, he was so serious. He used to hear Krishna and chant. Now he went back to his house, he got a job, and he is like kind of a giving up. Why is like this? He said because he was deprived of taste. Taste. So taste is required. Taste is required. Anarthas like attachment to sense gratification, revulsion, fear of death are almost completely eradicated after bhajana kriya. This is very cool. 100% everybody in this material world are fear of death, whether they agree or not agree. Like this professor say, I'm not afraid. I say, do you lock the door when you go to sleep? Yeah. I say, why? Well, I don't want people to come, just any animal or anybody come and take my things. So you have a fear. Death is just million times more than that fear. You have an experience. Fear is there, but they are not aware of that fear. A child may play with the snake, that doesn't mean the child is fearless. It's ignorance, it's not a fearless. When you say fearless means you are aware of the things, but consciously you know the result, reaction of that action, so you are fearless. Like that devotee came to, devotee, just a one karmi guy who was with Prabhupada's room and he was showing knife, right? But Prabhupada was not afraid. Prabhupada was fully aware of it. It's like in Mauritius, Prabhupada is driving Rolls Royce, the minister gave the gun, and the car got really smashed. Prabhupada on the back seat, he's still chanting. He was chanting before, during the smash he was chanting, and after the smash is over, they open the door, the front is completely smashed. Somehow the devotee got saved. And the Prabhupada came out, he's still fine, he's still chanting. He was chanting before, chanting during, chanting after. But sometime we do some mistake. Like one devotee went, he got into Ayurveda so much so, that on a morning walk he's telling Prabhupada that without Rasayan, the devotee cannot be happy. So Prabhupada is listening. He said, then the time has come to go for preaching. So they all got into the car. And he was sitting next to the driver, devotee, and Prabhupada is in the back and under me. Prabhupada, if they take this rasayan before the meal, then they will have a clear body. If they take this rasayan means Ayurvedic medicine, you follow? Then they will not feel too... And he's talking. All of a sudden the devotee said, Prabhupada, I'm so scared that the car is... Now the road is sloping down and he lost his brake. The brake is not working. But Prabhupada was not nervous, he was still chanting on his hand, and he says, ask him what rasayan we need now. Just like this. So, tell him what rasayan he needs to be free from the fear. And then Prabhupada noticed, he was scared. He was so scared because there's no brake. Brake is not working. Then Prabhupada said, therefore, we should give priority, the priority things. Yes, all this thing is necessary, secondary. First priority is devotional service to Krishna. Everything we live for His pleasure has to be there. Then everything else will be automatically. Then Prabhupada started chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna, loudly. And everybody chanted and brake started working all of a sudden. It was very mystery. It was a mystery. That devotee learned a lesson. When death comes, what rasayana will do? What medicine will save you? This is necessary to understand. We are not against medicine or anything. It's just that don't just think like, okay, I have all the medicine, I'm fine. This is the illusion. Death can come any moment. Heart attack. People die instantly like that. Now he's saying another thing here. Here, He delineates the stages at which anarthas arising from devotion, namely the desire for profit, adoration, distinction, are eradicated. You understand, when you become advanced devotee, people say, Hare Krishna Prabhu, how are you? Pay obeisances. Now you feel like, wow, you know, I'm a distinct. I'm not like regular devotee anymore. I'm like being distinct. He always say, Hare Krishna Prabhu, I'm distinct. Then I'm looking for little adoration. Next time he didn't say, Hare Krishna, what's going on? Didn't he know that I'm advanced? It's danger. This is another danger. Devotional service. During devotional service, you produce another kind of anartha. One anartha coming from sinful. One anartha coming from offensive. One anartha coming from devotional practice. Because devotional practicing means you will advance. There's no question. And advancement means is draw prestige, recognition. This is normal. You cannot stop it. We are not interested of stopping that. We are interested of producing. But how to position myself as a servant of the servant so that this does not affect, it is necessary. So he says, those kind of adoration distinction are also will be eradicated if someone keep on going, chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Remember that Vasudev Vipra, he had a leprosy body. He was so affectionate, so kind to the germs that sometimes worm would fall from his body. He would put it back because they will be deprived of food. I cannot imagine. Like, so. But then when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered him, just by embracing, he got a beautiful young body. Beautiful young body. So beautiful. And then he started crying. So Lord Chaitanya says, what's the matter? He said, Prabhu, I'm now very scared. Now I'll be so proud of my beauty. Everybody will be like adoring me. I'm so beautiful, more handsome than others. What to do? Before I was so leprosy disease, nobody even wanted to see me. I was very fine. Pride would not go too far. Nobody likes, you know, you are bad. So automatically pride is like down, down, down. Now I'm so beautiful, you embraced me and made me so beautiful. Now I'm scared that my pride will go so up. What did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Mahaprabhu said, you keep on chanting, the false pride will disappear. I love this. Really practical. We have to believe Mahaprabhu's word. You don't need a counseling or do anything. Just keep on chanting, thinking of Krishna. Mahaprabhu said, it will go away. So here he says, profit, adoration, distinction will come. What should we do? Chanting Hare Krishna. We have to say all the time, then we will keep on chanting all the time. These anarthas are only slightly overcome at the stage of bhajana kriya, for they arise from it. When the practitioner reaches the stage of nishtha, nishtha means do or die. You heard that slogan, do or die? This kind of conviction, when it comes, then you will see this prestige adoration doesn't bother you anymore. Because it's all why it bothers, don't bother? Because you see yourself is not anything to do with those prestige adoration. It's all coming from Prabhupada, Guru Krishna. It is their mercy. It is nothing my wealth. If somebody see through me some wealth of memory, some nice Krishna katha or something coming, then this is glory should go to their lotus feet because they are the one who is giving. So this is proper. These anarthas are only slightly overcome at the stage of bhajana kriya, for they arise from it. When the practitioner reaches the stage of nishtha, these anarthas are almost fully eradicated and they are fully destroyed at the stage of ruchi. In other words, after one has attained a real taste of devotion, real taste will not jump from the sky while we are chanting. Real taste will come by disciplining and programming our mind to be engaged in devotional service. It's not like, you know, like Prabhupada says, a girl wants to have a child. Well, a girl will not have a child unless she is married, serve the husband, then she will get pregnant, then she has to wait 9 months or something like that, 10 months. So it's a process. Similarly, we have also a process that it slowly, slowly will produce. That if we stick to the sadhana bhakti and we more and more we hear and try to endeavor, just endeavor to get rid of the offensive nature. Just by endeavoring to get rid of the offensive nature, just to endeavoring, I don't want to commit offense. Guess what happened? Where you are? Can you guess where you are? Just you are endeavoring not to commit offense. You are constantly like guarding your mind. That's your liberated action. Namavas. Namavas. Yes, this is very nice. Just you endeavoring, but you are constantly endeavoring. I don't want to commit offense. Well, he just joined few days before. How can he be more advanced? Careful. You are challenging Krishna. Who are you challenging? Krishna. Why? Because Krishna has a right to make any devotee advance any time. We don't know what that devotee did in last life. Maybe some offense he just joined late. Maybe he will just all of a sudden. Prabhupada says, if you see some devotee joined and immediately he spikes, going very, means last life he already went very advanced. This life he just started, next phase of life. But he just come from a kormi life, doesn't matter. We don't know what happened, direction life. Very mystery. So, can we judge? No. We should always see that Krishna is inconceivable. Krishna has an inconceivable potency. He can use any devotee to do any kind of service. He can encourage any soul to come very quick. If you see Bhitrasura, he's a demon leader. But he's a Mahabhagavat. Demon leader, Bhitrasura, the Mahabhagavat. Indra supposed to chop his head off. So he's cutting his head and he's speaking such a high philosophy, Indra stopped, he's scared. He said, this is a great devotee, how can I chop his head? It took 1 year for him to cut. Bhitrasura was such a giant demon. But he's a Mahabhagavat. There's a reason why Krishna created this. And Prabhupada gave, I was a little disturbed when I read this many, many years back. But then one sentence removed that doubt. Prabhupada says, Krishna wants him back. But he wanted to preach more. He is not ready to come back. So then Krishna created a scenario where he will be back quick now. Krishna misses us too. If you could really see that Krishna also wants us to go back home, you would be there running as fast as possible. Forget everything else. If we could really see the spiritual world, if we could really see the nature of Krishna, if we could really feel that how attractive our Supreme Beloved is, we would run and run to go be there. Yes, Prabhu?
Yeah, quick question. These stages of devotion, are they applicable to both kinds of devotees that you spoke of earlier, like the ones that are
yes.
automatically motivated?
Yes. But one way is automatically motivated means he is already advanced. He has some kind of conviction. But if he does not come to the next stage, taste, ruchi, taste, he may fall back. Here, first he says nishtha is important. Nishtha will get out from the sinful nature. But that's not enough. We got rid of sinful. So what? Keep going. Offensive nature will not be still there, lingering. So he has to go to next stage, taste. After conviction, after a little while, the holy name will not allow us to taste. So long, holy name sees that I have a tendency to criticize, tendency to commit offense. I may not tell anybody, but the Lord from within heart knows whether I am trying to criticize, committing offense to other Vaishnava or not. So long that tendency is there, the taste is not going to come. Doesn't matter how long I chant. This has to be eradicated from the heart. And other cannot help you with that. Other can only remind you, but I have to do my I have to allow that operation to take place. Means consciously I have to think like, why I should not criticize? Why I should not commit offense? Judging others not good. Should not be judging to anybody. It is dangerous. Now discrimination power and judging is two different things. When we think everybody belongs to Krishna, that's why when you have a taste, see, taste has another byproduct. The compassionate nature already rises immediately. When you get start getting taste, you think like, everybody belongs to Krishna. Even the demon, he belongs to Krishna. How can I do? You know, Hanuman was so powerful. When Hanuman went to Lanka, he didn't know how Ravana looks like. He didn't have any idea. He just heard he's a demon. But demon, what is demon? Demon does not say has to have a pointy teeth or horn coming from your two sides. What's the demon look like? Some kind of pointy ear. That's not the real definition of demon. What is demon? Demon who opposes the authority of Krishna, who opposes the authority of God. You follow? That demon could be my friend, could be my grocery shopper, could be my own family member, could be myself within me, demonic nature. That's what Bhagavad Gita chapter 16 explains this. It's the nature, not by the form, but by the nature. Who is demon, who is devotee? Consciousness behind. Rupa Goswami Pad says, do not see a devotee external form. A devotee maybe looks deformed or some kind of incapable of normalcy of this world. But if you look at judging from that angle, you will commit a big offense. Because Bhitrasura was a big demon, but he was a Mahabhagava. There's a reason why Krishna created this. Very difficult. Krishna proved this many, many times. You know, after the battlefield of... Let's see what the time now. We have little time. After the battlefield of Kurukshetra... much before. During the Rajasuya Jagna, the rules is to Yudhishthira Maharaj, Lord Krishna appointed Bhima. When the Jagna is over... Everybody familiar with Rajasuya Jagna? It's one of the biggest sacrifices in the history of the world. You had 330 million demigod goddess came in that Jagna. You have billions of other planet people came, and all the sages you name, everybody was there. Everybody, Lord Shiva, Brahma, everybody came. Was packed. They will open the deity. They will open the deity in 20 minutes. Okay? So don't go. You came for darshan, you stay. They will open after 20 minutes. Okay? Thank you. So then, after this, billions of people all waiting to have the sacrifice nicely finished. But one way to declare when the festival will be over, when the bell rings, you know, in big, big temple in India, you'll see so many bell ring, dang, 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 big. Means everybody heard it. Right now is a big festival going on, everybody rushed to temple. Something happened, they ring a bell. center of the temple or outside the temple. Prabhupada used to ring too in Mayapur. He reminded me of Prabhupada. Every time he would do parikrama, he would come in the corner and he would ring the bell. So they still do. In my time we used to do. So the jagna is over, but the ring is, bell is not ringing. So Yudhishthira Maharaj went to Lord Krishna. My Lord, what happened? Everything is, everybody is happy, satisfied. They took prasadam. Jagna is happy. Vyasadeva did everything perfectly. Everything is wonderful, but the bell is not ringing. So let me see. Ah, you committed offense to a Vaishnava. We welcomed them, offered the garland, we fed them, everything. But you didn't offer, you didn't invite one great Vaishnava. Where? He says, nearby village. They are Savara town, means a fish eater town, Savara. Very low class. And you thought to invite them is not necessary. But there is one fish eating family member, is a great Vaishnava. Then they all ran there, they found out that Vaishnava. And they brought. Then Draupadi was the head cook in the Rajasuya Jagna. She was supervising the main meal and everything. So she prepared a special meal for this Vaishnava, because that's the one thing, last thing. And this Vaishnava, when he got all this prep, you know, 20, 30 preps, he just mixed it and everything together and eating. So after he finished meal, the bell is still not ringing. Then Krishna said, Bhimaji went to the Lord, said, my Lord, what happened, Vasudev? The bell is not ringing. The whole billions of people are waiting when the jagna will be over. Say, well, somebody committed offense to Vaishnava. So we took care. He said, no, while he's eating, somebody committed offense. See, for Krishna, it's easy because he's in the heart of every soul. He's witnessing what's going on. Sa-sarva-drik-upadrashta. The verse goes, Bharta Bhukta Maheshara Paramatmita Chapi Dehasmin Purushapara Anumanta Upadrashta Bharta Bhukta Maheshara. In Bhagavad Gita, 13th chapter, who is super soul is explaining. The Bhagavatam also says, Sasarvadrik Upadrashta. I am witnessing, I am seeing everything. This is how super soul is. So Krishna is seeing. So then, but he took prasadam, who committed offense? Then Draupadi came in the front, said, I committed offense. So what happened? Said, I so carefully, I cooked so nicely each item. But this Vaishnava come from a very low class family, and I thought he doesn't know how to eat nice food. I gave so luxury food, he mixed everything, you know, in a one. You know how in India they eat? They use the hand, not spoon. So with hand, they mix it up, everything, and then make a mix eating. Draupadi said, oh, I cook so hard, so laborious, so much time to cook each prep separately. He doesn't know how to eat, he just put everything in. You judging a Vaishnava doesn't know how to eat? So Krishna says, I eat through his mouth. Krishna eat three ways. Krishna says, I eat through fire, because fire is for common people. You put in something in the fire, in jagna, what happened? It's gone. Okay, you feel good. God ate through fire. Very good. You think God ate through fire, so this is for common. Krishna says, this is for common people. But those who are more advanced, they know, I eat through the mouth of Brahmana. Also by mantra, when the pujari offer this, Lord eats through the mantra. Just by glance he can. But through the mouth of Vaishnava, he eats the highest. Through the mouth of Vaishnava. We are not this body. So when you put the food in the mouth, it's not you. You are not eating actually. You know how you taste it? Anybody knows? This is in Bhagavatam. There is one demigod called Pracheta. Pracheta is the perceiver of taste. So when you put the mouth, I mean food in the mouth, the tongue Pracheta controls. Pracheta allows the soul, you, in the body, to think like, oh, yeah, yummy, very good. You think you are tasting, but you are not tasting. You are being given a privilege to experience that. You are not the body, so how soul is tasting? The demigod allows. So then Draupadi says, yes, I was judging him that he doesn't know. But Lord says, I eat through his mouth. You think I don't know how to eat? So Draupadi confessed. It's not that Draupadi is not less. She's very advanced. She's a Mahabhagavat, eternal associate. But she's establishing, acting as a one of us to prove that point. That little judging a devotee, the billion people, jagna is stopped. So how dangerous to judge a Vaishnava? Very dangerous. Very dangerous. Mother Ruchira was explaining Adada very nicely. Now it comes. Yes, Prabhu.
You mentioned that the sun comes from offenses, sun comes from sinful activities, these are chunks.
Yeah. Well, these are the main, and the source of them are these four. So sin, offense, good pious activity, and bad. Because you can do some religious activity for bad purpose, like Hiranyakashipu. He did severe austerity. Like Ravana did, even till today, people do, all the time. If you say, what are you doing here? I'm doing this spiritual activity. Why? So I'll be happy. So you're doing things for you. My mental setup should be, our entire goal should be for the pleasure of God, for the pleasure of Krishna. But that pleasure of Krishna also has a division, four divisions. One of the division is pleasing Vaishnava is also pleasing Krishna. Otherwise you will be thinking, when we are following Prabhupada, how it is pleasing Krishna? Or it's the same thing. Rupa Goswami Pada says, evam prabhu priyanam cha dhamnas cha samayas cha abhichintaya prabhavettad naati durgatim. Abhichintaya. Evam prabhu priyanam cha dhamnas cha samayas cha. Priyanam means the devotees. Prabhu means the Lord. Lord and his dear devotees. So when you're pleasing Prabhupada, that is also pleasing Krishna. Same. These four entities are very important. When you say, pure bhakti, pure devotion means exclusive pleasure for Krishna. But that Krishna is not just a deity form Krishna also. It is a Krishna with his entourage, associates, his holy dham, like this, Leela. He says, there can be no doubt that holy name is possess great power. Now when you chant, generally, holy name is supposed to give you a lot of power also. It's a fact. You cannot escape from it. However, the holy name does not manifest its power when it is displeased with offenders. You see some devotee, like Radhanath Maharaj. You know how many thousands of people in Bombay chanting because of one person? I saw with my own eyes. In Jagannath Puri, 7,000 devotees chanting every day, minimum 16 rounds, because of one person. Means he is empowered. This is how intelligently you have to start seeing the devotees. Otherwise, we will fall into the illusion. Dangerous. Prabhupada says, Krishna Shakti Bina Nahi Hai Tar Pravartam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared that without his mercy, nobody can preach. Without his mercy, you cannot make somebody to chant. Krishna Shakti Bina Nahi Tar Pravartam. So if somebody is making others devotee, that means he is already empowered. He may be look like American or young or old, doesn't matter. He is empowered. We should respect him as a great devotee. It is necessary. Then he says, so, holy name is powerful, yes? So when you chant, why not we get powerful? What did we understand just now? He said, holy name is powerful for sure, but it will not empower somebody who has a tendency of committing offense. So operation has to be there in order to take it out. Operation. And after operation, that doesn't mean he is over. You know, after you get out of the sickness, what happens? You need to heal. You need a good food and good chanting. So even after operation, that doesn't mean, say you don't have bad feeling, that doesn't mean you are cured now. You just got out of the sickness. Now you have to, Prabhupada said, take prasadam and chant more and more. When you see you are sick, materially attached too much, then you chant more. This chanting, minimum 60 nouns means, if I have too much desire, because we discussed, when we water the plant, what happens? All the weeds comes. If too much weeds comes, what should we do?
Chant more.
Means you have to take out the weeds more. And there is already weeds in that, you know, pot or whatever. You can't help it when you pour water. It will pop. Then somebody will say, this problem with this devotee. He was fine. Now he's chanting serious, but he has so much problem. Because he's bhajan. He's in bhajan stage. He's really serving now. When he's serving, all the problem starts coming. Now you see what here explains. That if you stop, say, okay, I have too much problem, I'm chanting now, too much problem, better, maybe I slow down a little bit. It's the worst thing you can do. It will take you away, because the wheat will grow so much, the real plant will be swallowed by the wheat. We should remember this. Can somebody repeat? Do you understand what it says? It's very sweet. Let's see. Exact word. There's another question and then I'll come back. I have not committed any offenses. Why am I not getting any result from chanting the holy name? This stage also you'll come. Now I'm very careful. I'm not committing any offenses. Why am I not getting any result? What are the results? 6 results of chanting. How many results? 6. Number 1, Kleshagni. Kleshagni means 3 types of misery cannot touch you. I said cannot touch you, that doesn't mean like old age will come, but you will not feel old. This is very mysterious. You will drop your body like you took off your cloth. When you go home, you may take off your hat to go to sleep. That doesn't mean, oh, my head, you will start crying. No, you won't cry for your head. It's not a big deal. You just had it, you put it down, you go to sleep. Similarly, when you are advanced age, that time you take off your dress, it doesn't bother you. Means the leaving the body, you are fearless. Here, the answer. That a tree can be known by its fruits. Only offense can stop the holy name from giving the fruits of prem. So if one does not experience this result, then one has to assume the presence of aparad, offense. Though one may not have committed any offense intentionally, there must be some unknown offenses committed in the past that has caused the holy name to become displeased. Now you may say, well, I don't remember what I committed offense last life. Or somebody without knowing. What should we do? Chant more and cry. My Lord, I don't know what I did. Please forgive me. Even that person departed from this world, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, from spiritual world, if that person see that you committed offense and you actually begging, he will give you forgiveness. That time all of a sudden you will be feeling happy. But it has to come from you, that you feel genuinely that there is a sum. So if we are not feeling happy, that means some offense somewhere. It should be scrutinized. Though one may not have committed any offense intentionally, there must be some unknown offense committed in the past, and that has caused the holy name to become displeased. The non-experience of the fruits of chanting means that the signs of love of Godhead or prem, the ecstasy symptom, do not rise, despite engage extensively in Nam Kirtan. It's interesting. A good example given here. A man, though wealthy and capable, may decide not to take care of a dependent relative who has offended him. Just think for a moment. There is a wealthy man and his family member committing offense to him, like criticizing him, just don't care. Then the rich man thought, I won't give them any more support. I don't want to take care of them. You follow? Now use that example, practical. Can you see like this? You can see. Now here the result, he says. As a result of this neglect, the relative may have to suffer what? Distress, poverty, and sadness. Make sense? Practically? They may go hungry, he is to maintain because we are mean to him, he doesn't give us any more money, like this, blah, blah, goes on. At the same time, no one would ever take care of a person with whom he has no relation. That's the other side of it. So, once this relative again serves his master according to the master's liking, then by his master's mercy, his distress, poverty, gradually will go away. You understand practically? It makes sense? Everybody got it? Say somebody is maintaining me every day. But I feel like I am tired of serving him. Why should I serve? But I did not calculate what is the ultimate end of my disaster if I don't serve. Without calculating, I gave up the idea of not serving him. I say, I don't care you, I'm going. Then I felt sad, no more food, nobody pays my bill, and I'm starving, and I am buried by the bills, and I'm just distressed. If I would see this end, would I give up the service? Put a logic. Take an example, a practical example. If somebody say, well, I have a good job and I'm doing this, I have a family, children, this, that, but I don't like to work. I hate my work. Whatever. So let him sit down with you. Ask him. Okay, from tomorrow, don't go to work. Well, then I won't get money. So who cares? You don't get money. Well, then I won't be able to pay my bills. Who cares? You don't pay the bills. Well, they won't let me stay there. The bank will kick me out from the house because mortgage is there. The electricity will cut down power, telephone will disconnect. Who cares? They disconnect. Let them cut down, let them kick you out. Why this process is explained like this? Why you have to go? Well, then you are homeless. Who cares you are homeless? Because you have to come to a point where you say, I don't like them. You understand the logic? Then if you say, oh, I don't want to be homeless. Okay, then go back. Go back to the same route you came back. What path you came, go back to that route. Okay, if I keep going to work, if I don't go to work, I'll become homeless. So I better appreciate the job that God gave me. You follow? So similar way, if a rich man was causing of my happiness and all this, but I don't care to serve him, then I gone, and now I'm sad, depressed. Same idea. Now too, if I go back and I see I don't like my situation, I say, I'm so sorry. Please allow me to serve you. Then all my distress is gone. No more poverty because he's rich. So with that kind of intention, we have to come back to Krishna.
Wait, the rich man doesn't want to serve his relative.
Because?
Because
you're missing the main point.
I don't know.
They were offensive to him.
Okay.
They hate to serve him. They left. So disaster came upon them when? When they gave up the service. No. The others. So how they will come back to normalcy when they decide that it is necessary for their happiness they should serve. Yeah. 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 Make sense? Yeah. Something like this. So if we see that we are chanting but we are not getting happiness, then we have to dig within our heart. We want happiness in spiritual path. Now here, Madhucha Kadambini is saying that very clearly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also writes in Jeva Dharma very clearly that so long the offenses is there, we will not get the taste of Krishna consciousness. But I want the taste of Krishna consciousness. Then we have to go inside. How can we eradicate? How can we destroy all the offenses? We have to pray. We have to pray and chant and pray and chant and keep on going. By seeing the sincerity and endeavor, the mercy from the heart of advanced soul will come. At that time Krishna will reveal the sweetness of holy name. Otherwise it will take a long time. Those are very tough subject matter, no? But that's what we do every day, don't we? We chant, we honor prasadam, we're singing. But we have to have a motivation. Why we are doing this? Constant consciously aware. Why we are doing? Why we have to please Krishna? Because our happiness lies on pleasing Him, not pleasing our senses. Pleasing our senses is causing us to take birth again. Next life, next life, next life, next life. Keep going. This is necessary. Okay. We are almost done. Any other question? Or read more? No? Let's see. Thank you for coming. Any question? Or you agree everything we discussed? All right. He's agreeing everything. So next week we'll finish the 24th chapter. Just little bit left. Here it says, there are very deep, essential analysis of the 10 kinds of Namaparad in Padma Purana. You know the 10 offenses that we get, you know, in the temple we recite every Saturday. This comes from where? Padma Purana. Padma Purana. Because somebody may say, where did this come from? Padma Purana explained this very details. And this is overall picture. One thing, if we keep always in mind that we are positioning ourselves as a servant of the Lord, servant of this Vaishnava, it's better to be servant of the Vaishnava who is servant of God. It's easier to approach the Lord. than directly approaching Lord as a servant. Because I don't have a devotion, God may not accept me. But if I am serving to Prabhupada, serving to advanced devotees, by their love for the Lord, Lord will accept my offerings. It will be easier. That's why subordination to Vaishnava is the highest thing. If you want to know Krishna completely, Krishna himself says, Maya Shakta Mana Partha Jogam Junjam Madashraya. Maya Ashakta, you have to develop an attachment, Ashakta. And you have to engage in devotional service. And Prabhupada paraphrased in his purport very nicely that somebody may say, okay, I want to surrender to Krishna, but Krishna is not here. So then surrendering to his devotee is as good as surrendering to Krishna. But in a higher angle, surrendering to his devotee is better than surrendering to Krishna. Because surrendering to Krishna, I don't know Krishna completely. But surrendering to devotee, he will guide me better way to please the Lord. Because he is already pleasing. Yes, Prabhu.
I'm thinking of ways to serve devotee by chanting. The only thing that comes to my mind is...
Prabhupada says, by reminding Krishna to other devotees, is the one way to serve also Vaishnava. Reminding them Krishna. Like if you remind another devotee, Krishna, Krishna consciousness, devotional service, this is an easy way to also serve them.
What if they're already, you know, surrendered?
Then it's easier for you to surrender, just following them. If somebody already surrendered, it's easy to surrender then Lord, by cooperating with that devotee, that's all. Does it make sense? That's why we follow Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gornitai Radha Sam Sundar Krishna Balaram ji ki jai. Vani Sarval Patrugas. Dipa Sindhu Pai Vata Patita Nampa Vani.
You want to sing? You sing? Yeah? Okay, she wants to sing. Yeah. Are you going to play me something?
Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prashata Deshacharine Thank you. Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Acharinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Thank you.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram.
Thank you. Yeah.